It's a pleasant spring day across eastern New York and western New England. Under a mix of sunshine and clouds, temperatures this afternoon are running right around seasonable levels, so the summer-like warmth from earlier this week has been pushed away and replaced with weather that's a little more typical of this time of year. We're looking ahead to a seasonably cold night, and tomorrow we'll tack on a couple of degrees to those high temperatures as highs come up into the 50s and low 60s across the region. Coming up into the weekend, there are a couple of rain chances, mainly during the second half of the day on both Saturday and Sunday. We'll also see a brief spike on the thermometer Sunday as temperatures soar into the 70s before they're knocked back down again by Monday. For now, high pressure is building in from the west. A little disturbance coming through has generated some cloudiness at times through the day. Otherwise, we're seeing some nice breaks of sunshine, and our temperatures this afternoon are pleasant. The breeze is making it feel just a few degrees cooler. Be sure you have your heavier coat ready if you have plans tonight. Under partly cloudy to mainly clear skies, we'll see temperatures fall back into the 20s and 30s, which may sound cold and will feel cold, but that's seasonable or normal for this time of year. Moving into the day tomorrow, a high pressure area will be right overhead, so we're looking at bright sunshine, maybe a few clouds in the mix at times, and temperatures that will come well up into the 50s and low 60s across the region, so a really nice day is ahead for tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we'll start off with sunshine, but as high pressure moves out and a warm front moves in, clouds will increase through the day, and there's the chance for a shower through the afternoon and evening, maybe even a rumble of thunder. We're still in the 60s on Saturday, basically about 60 to 65. And then on Sunday, that warm front will be past our area. So we're looking at temperatures that will be up into the 70s on Sunday. But as a cold front approaches later in the day, we look at the opportunity for some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm later Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening. I want to mention the drought quickly this afternoon, and there's some really good news on that, as most of our area now is out of drought condition. The exception is areas south of Albany, where there's still pockets of abnormally dry conditions, and some of those abnormally dry conditions extend into Connecticut and the Pioneer Valley, and there is still some moderate drought and severe drought. Those areas are mainly confined now to interior Connecticut. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and seasonably cold, low in the 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 55 to 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 55 to 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 58 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon and evening showers, high 60 to 65. And on Sunday, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.